Let's try B'Syatha D'Shmaya to learn several pieces of the Degel Machaneh Ephraim for Parshas Ha'azinu. We'll begin with the first piece, which is commenting on Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk says in Ha'azinu, Yimtza'eyu be'eretz midbar uvesohu yilel yishimon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimtza'eyu be'eretz midbar, Hashem discovered us in a desert, uvesohu yilel yishimon, a howling wilderness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided this protection, as the pasuk continues, Yisov Avenu Yivonenehu, Yitzrenu Ki Yishon Eino. Yisov Avenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu encircled us. Yivonenehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us bina, granted us discernment, understanding. And then Yitzrenu Ki Yishon Eino, and He preserved us like the pupil of His eye. And as Degel Machaneh Ephraim has been explaining in these parshios, many connections to the time period in which we find ourselves, the Yom Noram and the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So he continues along that theme right here as well. Yesh lomar dekan merumas inyan Rosh Hashanah v'sukos. Here is an allusion to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. Al derech di'isa b'zohar ha'kadosh, as the Zohar explains in Chelek Beis, Kuf Pei Dal Raman Aleph, she'amar av nahorai saba, kan leis asar lemesav shehu midbar, asar didina sharia. Here there is no place to dwell, it's a midbar, it's a wilderness. It's a place where Midas Hadin is present. Especially in a period of time in which din is present. Obviously, that's all a reference to Rosh Hashanah. So based on this comment of the Zohar, that a midbar is a place of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds us initially in the midbar, da Rosh Hashanah yom and didina, but then yisovavenu yivonenehu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu encircles us and gives us discernment, gives us bina, al derech di'isa b'zohar kadosh. That in order to escape the Midas Hadin, not only the Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Esav, who still wants to harm us coming out of the Amnoram, Yaakov is able to escape to a place called Sukkos. Seira, he says here, is Merames to Yom HaKippurim, which is a deep allusion. I'm not sure exactly even what he's referring to there. Perhaps it's a reference to the Sa'ir La'Azazel and the Sa'ir La'Hashem. Presumably, that's the hint to Yom HaKippur. Sukkosa, and Yaakov, of course, goes to Sukkos, Zebuchinas Sukkos. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu encircles us and grants us understanding. Hainu Bechinas Sukkah Shenikra Al Shem Haschach Shemesachich Umesaviv Umakiv Aleim. The Sukkah, of course, is defined by this word, Yisovavenu, because what other mitzvah surrounds us quite as much as the sukkah? The Vilna Gaon said that the two mitzvahs that we do with our entire body are the mitzvah of sukkah and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We're mamish enveloped by it on all sides. So therefore, when we enter into the sukkah, which is called Al Shem HaSchach, as Rashi tells us in Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that sukkah hainu schach kishma, that's where the very name sukkah comes from, and even though the schach is above us, but we're enveloped by it, we're encircled by it, as the Svarim explain on a deeper level, beyond the scope of what we're learning right now. Yevonenehu, lashon binyan. And then afterwards, Yevonenehu, which is a lashon of bina, of understanding, is also a lashon of binyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds us up. In what sense? Kamova yiven es hatzela, like it says by the creation of Chava. Hainu al derech v'huchan b'chesed kisei. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to begin the year with Midas Adin, Rosh Hashanah, but the world is primarily built on chesed. Ki amarti olam chesed yibana. The pasuk in Tehillim peites. So in a similar fashion here, Huchan Bechesed Kisei, the Kisei, the throne of Hashem, is established with kindness. Af Shehaschalas HaBinyan Hu B'din, and even though it seems that the beginning of the year is founded upon Din, as we see Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaDin, Mikol Makom Chesed Hu Iker HaBinyan V'Hu Iker Kiyam HaBinyan. But the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is the great Chesed, the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the essence, that is the essential building, and that is the primary part of the building. We shouldn't, God forbid, ever think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaDin is primary, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed is always dominant over His Midas HaDin. Od yesh l'farish yevonenehu lashon bina. We could also say that yevonenehu, as we were translating originally, is an expression of bina, of deep understanding. Al derech ein adam over aveira elim ki nechnas bo ruach shtus. As we know from the Gemara in Sota, Daf Gimel, a person doesn't do an aveira unless he is overcome by a spirit of folly, of foolishness, unless he's not thinking straight. And he loses his clarity, he loses his das, which is a lashon of attachment, like we see in Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, that Adam knew his wife. But when a Jew does tshuva and leaves behind that world of shtus, as I hadas chozer love, and his das comes back, and of course that's very much connected to the sukkah. Laman yedu, that's the whole establishment of the sukkah, that it's meant to be a place of das. So how fitting that after we come out of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, we go to the sukkah, and we restore our bina. And that's what he's being ramis to here. Bezeu yisove venu hainu kishabal lebechina sukkah. Shehi acher Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, shechazer v'tshuva, az yivonu neyu lashon bina. That when we enter into the surrounding, the enveloping, the or makif of the sukkah, then we're able to once again restore our bina, our clarity, our understanding. Hainu shenichnas lebechinas hadas, that's what the sukkah is, again, laman yedu, a place of awareness. Shenistalik mimenu adheina, we restore the lost das, awareness and connection that we had until now. Uval lebechinas bina. We come to deep understanding of things. Kediisa bekavanas shesukkah hi bechinas ima ila shemisacheches al baneha. That the sukkah is like the mother who's hovering over her young. Interesting that the word baneha used here in the Zohar and in the writings of the Arizal is the same letters as the word bina. It's the motherly protection. It's ima ila. Yitzrenu ki ishone. Now, of course, the pasuk continues, and I didn't read you the full pasuk, but the pasuk continues in pasuk Yid Aleph. Kenesher ya'ir kino algo zalav yirachef. Just like the eagle awakens its nest and hovers over its young, so too yifros kinafav yikachev yisa'ei alav erso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also watching over us and hovering over us, and he's yitzrenu ki ishone now. He protects us like the pupil of the eye. So he explains here, Yitzvenu ki yishon eino, hainu sheshomer me'oz ha'neshama, shenikre zabas ayin, shehi nekuda. Interesting that the neshama is sometimes referred to as the bas ayin, as the eye, as the pupil of the eye, the same way that there's a small dot in the center of one's eye, so too one's neshama is the center of one's existence. It's also very delicate, like the eye. It's interesting, there's a sefer called Or Yitzchak, by Rabbi Yitzchak of Radvil, and he writes, I believe it's in Parshas Vayeshev, that the eye is the one part of the body that can't be sovel any gashmius. Even a small speck of dirt in one's eye can be very, very painful and very, very distracting. And part of the reason that that's so is because the eye is the window of the neshama. And he explains there this concept on the pasuk, Ayei HaKadesha Hi Be'inayim, where is Kedusha found? It's found in our eyes. Definitely something to think about. So it continues the Degel Machane Ephraim, Kenesher Ya'ir Kino, Hainu Isarusa, like the mother bird, like the eagle that's arousing its young. Al derech smolo tachas l'roshi v'yamino techafkeni. Hashem awakens us during these days, both through Midas Adin and through his Midas HaChesed. And again, that's what we're trying to tap into during these days. So again, seeing the Psukim of Hazino as referring to the things that we're experiencing in the Jewish calendar year. Okay, continuing with the next piece. A few psukim later, pasuk beis, Hashem badad yanchenu ve'ein imo el nechar. Hashem badad yanchenu, Hashem guides us by himself, ve'ein imo el nechar, and there's no other power that provides for us. Ha'derech she'amar mechutani ha'mefursam reinu Rav Nachman Haradankar. Rav Nachman Haradankar has an amazing vart in Parshas Matos, quoted here in the Degel Machane Ephraim Hazinu as well, on the pasuk ve'ish lo ya'ale imach, that no man shall ascend Har Sinai with you. So if you look back in Parshas Matos, he explains there, Hainu kisha adam rotza la'avod Hashem be'emes uvetmimus. When a person wants to serve Hashem in a real way with depth and sincerity, as I tzarech lachshov v'lidmos ba'atzmo ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yechidi ba'olam v'lo yelo shum p'niyam yishum adam. In order to serve Hashem with sincerity, a person has to make it ki ilu, I'm the only person in the world, I'm not distracted by anyone else, I'm not misled by anyone else, I don't feel any pressure to respond to anyone else. I serve only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he explains the ascent of Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Ve'ish lo yala imach, that no one should go up with you. And that's how really every step we take in Avodas Hashem should be with that sense of ish lo yala imach, that I don't want anyone to come along with me. It's just myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the journey. But he connects it to our pasuk here in Ha'azinu. Hashem badad yanchenu ve'ein imo el nechar. Hashem badan yanchenu ve'inim al nechar means, he quotes another teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, al derech v'sartem v'avadetem, like the Baal Shem Tov is quoted elsewhere, and that's in Parshas Kedoshim of the Degel Machane Ephraim, where the Baal Shem Tov explained v'sartem v'avadetem, that v'sartem, as soon as one turns away from his dveikus in Hashem, Well, next thing you know, Vavadetem Achevim, when it comes to serve other gods. The way that he's using this pshat of Nachman Haradenker and the pshat of the Baal Shem Tov in Parshas Matos and Parshas Kedoshim, he's explaining our pasuk, Hashem Badad Yanchenu. In a certain sense, if a person wants to serve Hashem, it has to be Badad. A person has to be alone with Hashem, not distracted by anyone else. Ve'ein imo el nechar, to make sure that I don't have dveikus in anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval kasha'adam hu yechidi, az mezdabek biyichudo shal olam ve'ein imo el nechar. When a person is able to look at his own life in a very individual and personal way, and to not be distracted by others. Again, ish lo yala imach b'chol ahar ha'o. That no one else should influence my service of Hashem, but I should be able to look at myself and my own neshama honestly to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm able to what? Eini mo el nechar. I'm able to fulfill the Baal Shem Tov's hope and the Pasuk's hope that there shouldn't be a vasartem, I shouldn't stray even the slightest bit from Hashem, because if I do, God forbid, vavadetem Elohim acherim. And that would obviously be very tragic for a Jewish soul. And finally, we turn to the last piece in the parasha, Pasuk Mem Zayin, that the Torah is not an empty thing for you. And he has an amazing explanation of our physical relationship with Torah. What do I mean by our physical relationship with Torah? He quotes the Maamar Chazal. It's Yerushalmi. The edition that I'm looking at here, it says it's also a Medrash, apparently, in Bereishis Rabbah. Ki lo davareku mikem, ve'imreku mikem hu reik. Torah is not an empty thing from you. And if it's empty, it's because of you. It's your fault. You've made it empty. Torah is emes. Torah is life. If you don't connect with it, something's wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with Torah. V'yesh lefarish b'zeh b'derech remez. We can explain, perhaps, b'derech remez, by first explaining the pasuk Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh. Dihine yadua zos ha-Torah Adam. The pasuk says in B'midbar Perek Yutes zos ha-Torah Adam kiyamas ba'oel. But he's learning it, Zos HaTorah, what is Torah Adam? A person himself is Torah. Kamoshi yesh ba'adam ramach evar mishasal gidim, kein yesh ba'torah ramach mitzvah saseh u'shasal lo saseh. Just like the Torah is made up of 248 positive commandments and 365 negative commandments, so too a person is made up of 248 limbs and 365 gidim, primary sinews, and therefore a person's body is a reflection of the Torah itself. V'chol mitzvah shayich le'ever prati mei adam, kedei l'chayos ha'ever ha'hu mimekur ha'mitzvah ha'hu. And each body part has its corresponding mitzvah, which gives chiyos to that part of the body. Nimtzum mikol ha'torah b'chlal noveya chiyos l'chol adam. So the Torah in its entirety gives life to man. And the more we're connected fully and wholly to the Torah, wholly with a W, the more wholly we are connected, completely connected to the Torah we are, the more chiyos we'll actually feel. And just like a person is made up of five dimensions of soul, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida, as we find in Midrashim and certainly in Svarim HaKadoshim, kein yesh l'torah kadosha gufei torah v'ruchnias ha-torah pardes razin stimen. So too the Torah also has layers of interpretation. There's pshat, there's remez, there's drush, there's sod. You'll tell me that's only four layers of interpretation. Well, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained the Chasidus is really the fifth level and the highest level corresponding to Yechida. Ayin, in his Kuntris, in Yana Shel Torah HaChasidus, where he expounds those five levels of interpretation and the five levels of soul. Ukumosha Amar Adoni Aviza Keni Zatzal, and as my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, explained on the words Anochi, which the Gemara says is Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yehavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his soul, as it were, and expressed it in written form through the Torah, Nafshi Hainu HaTorah. Ulakach kafi ishtadus v'yigiyas ha'adam b'torah, kach yichiyas ha'kadusha shemamshich la'atzma o nefesh ha'torah o shar b'chinoseha. So too, in accordance with one's commitment and one's diligence in Torah, he will bring upon himself that layer of life, sustaining energy from the Torah. He can reach a level of nefesh, if he's zocha, a higher level of ruach, if he's zocha, a higher level of neshama. And that's exactly what we find in the second volume of the Zohar. Zocha Yehovin Le Nefesh, Zocha Yehovin Le Ruach, Ayin Sham. If a person's worthy, he reaches the level of Nefesh. If he's on a higher level, he makes it all the way to a level called Ruach. V'chulu v'chulu. But the more deeply one's connected to the Torah and its mitzvos, the more it sustains, literally sustains, the person. V'zehu Toras Hashem Tamima, and that's what it means, Toras Hashem Tamima. That's what David HaMelech meant in Kapitel Yud Tes. Hainu she'ein b'shum machzor, the Torah is complete. The Torah completes you. Rakol ha'bachinos sheba'olam yeshba, everything is within the Torah. U'lakach hi meshivas nafesh, and therefore it restores the soul, it literally gives life to you. Realize that your limbs correspond to the mitzvahs of the Torah. You can have that state of tmimus that is achieved through the Torah in all five dimensions. What does it mean, Torah Hashem tmima meshivas nafesh? What does it mean that it restores the nafesh? So he explains that any level that is higher than another level, the lower level is called nefesh. Why is it called nefesh? Because nefesh is a lashon of shvisa, he says. It's bechinas shvisa. It's being at rest. Like the pasuk says, shavas vayinafash. Nefesh means in a state of rest, of no longer growing or moving. So the lower level compared to the higher level, which is still active and still developing, it's kilu, the lower level has been acquired. It's in a state of rest. It's in a state of shvisa. And the higher level is still in an active state of chiyus. The smaller level compared to that which is above it is considered in a state of shvisa. Because whatever is more refined and more illuminated has greater chiyus. And greater chiyus means it moves more, it's more alive. It's not in a state of shvisa. The same way that a rock is only going to move when acted upon, a tree will be able to move a bit more, an animal a bit more, a human being a bit more. A Yisrael and a Shama Kadosha should hopefully be the most energized with his slavas for Torah and mitzvos. So the more potential refinement one has, the more alive it is. The more connected to Torah and mitzvos it is, the more alive it is. V'zeo mishivas nafesh. Shezocha lekola madregus madrega gadola hi mashiva umachai la madrega katana mimena shehu vechinas nefesh kesheshora aleha vehavein. The higher level sustains, gives life to the lower level. It's able to be energized. This is the idea also of tzaddikim. Even after their patira from this world, they continue to go michayel el chayel from one level to the next, always striving higher, simultaneously being at rest, coming to a place of shvisa, but at the same time, still seeking higher levels of closeness and attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again comes with greater chiyus. And with this I have previously explained, I believe it's in his piece in Achrei Mos, on the pasuk Asher Yasa HaAdam V'chai Bahem, if a person really attaches himself to Torah, then he's V'chai Bahem, he can reach the level of Chai. Chai stands for Ches Yud, stands for Chai Yechida, the two highest dimensions of soul. A person through the Torah can achieve anything and everything. Torah Hashem Tamima. That is the vehicle by which we climb ever closer to Hashem and give greater chiyus to our lives. So now we come back to our pasuk in the final paragraph. Our pasuk in Hazinu ki lo davar reiku mikem. It's not an empty thing from you. Whatever you have within you, yesh gam kin ba'Torah. Realize every bit of your physical body is reflected in some aspect of Torah. Because that itself sustains you. It is your life. Your chiyus comes from it. Just like you have arms and legs and eyes and ears, the Torah has corresponding mitzvos, has corresponding psukim, corresponding letters. And if, God forbid, the Torah is mistreated and the Torah is emptied out of its chiyus, it's lachem hu mikem, it affects you. And it's because of you. If you're not allowing your body to be alive with Torah, well, it's going to look like the Torah itself is not alive. But the more you work at it, the more it impacts you, the more you impact it, and the more alive the Torah is, it becomes a Torah's chayim. And of course, your life becomes a true life, not a life of physical existence, where a person is simply alive, the way we would use it in a medical sense of the word, right? But in a spiritual sense of the word. And it's the Torah which again provides us with that sustaining quality of our personal lives and our collective existence. As the Nefesh HaChaim writes in several places in Shaar Dalid, that if there would be a moment without Torah being studied in the world would revert to Tohu Vavohu. Uvedavar Hazeh Tarichu Yamim, and as our Pasuk so beautifully depicts, Uvedavar Hazeh, and through this, through an understanding of this and one's deep connection to Torah, it will increase the length of one's life. It's not an empty thing at all. It's your life, and it will prolong your days. Ki hi kol chiyuschem kamo shekasavti v'hamaskil yavin. So Amir Tz Hashem, in the schus of the days of Sukkot, which surround us and envelop us and fix us and help us to get back to a place of bina, like the aim who's rovetzes al baneha. Again, same Osio says bina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the Ruach Shtus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into this Binyan Shel Chesed, and it's a place where, again, like we learned in the second piece, where a person could be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to not stray even one iota from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be deeply attached to Hashem and only Hashem. And then, of course, this beautiful idea to realize how every bit of my body is able to be transformed by Torah and Mitzvos, and it's a reciprocal relationship, that the more I invest in Torah, the more alive the Torah becomes, at least in my perception, and the more alive my own life becomes. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should use these days to immerse ourselves in the Sukkah, to immerse ourselves in the world of Torah, and Mirtz Hashem, we'll be able to perfect every fiber of our being and our neshama.